Really enjoying it. Been a change from moving to the silver to the gold, but apart from that, it's fine. All the lads are all right, so crack on with training now. Can't wait to get on with the rest of the season.
You've only been with the gold squad for a couple of days. How have you been finding the training?
So far, it's been all right. Been just getting back into it after Christmas leave and things like that. But yeah, it's not been too bad at all recently. Yeah, been good.
Is it much different from being with the silver squad?
To an extent, yeah. It's kind of moving on to the next level kind of thing now. Before it was, you know what I mean, like getting through it and whatnot. Now it's stepping up to big tournaments, big events coming up, which will be good and looking forward to it.
And how has been the season so far with the silver squad?
Yeah, it's been great. Competed in the ABA Championships last year and made it to the semi-finals, which was good. It's good team effort as well, because we had a lot of fighters in the finals as well. We come out with four champions on top, so it's been a good season with the development team, with the silver team, and that really good.
Were you a boxer before you joined the army, or did you say when you joined the army?
I started off from a civil gym when I was 10. I've been fighting with them back in Grimsby, so been good for them. I had 17 fights with them, and then I've come up here now. I'm 23. I've had a few with the army now,
which is good that you've been able to carry on then once you get in the army.
Yeah, been massively being like good to carry it on, just nice to keep sticking at it.
Obviously now as well, you're with the gold squad, and some of the guys that you're training with have been there for quite a number of years. You've got like Carl Morrison, he's with the Welsh team quite often, he's been competed there, so it's great being able to box and train with those type of boxers.
Oh, definitely, yeah, especially like when you look at them, see them in international level and things like that, it gives you something to aim for, like I want to be in that spot one day kind of thing. So it's definitely good as a bit of like role model, bit of like individual pride to get to that level kind of thing, keep pushing yourself and keep training hard.
And obviously gain a bit of experience with them and pick up a few tips.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. They go away to their international camps and whatnot, and they come back with like good ideas, and they can pick up things, what I'm doing wrong, what, you know, what can do better and things like that, just constantly improving.
So what are your hopes for the season?
Just see what comes at the minute, but definitely get back in, get a few fights going, see what happens from there, but hopefully get in a couple of box cups, maybe compete in a couple of other tournaments and whatnot, but see where it goes from here.
And what about the future plans after this season? Do you want to stick around with the Iron Box team? Do you want to progress maybe up to the England team?
Yeah, I'd like to stay with the Army team, but definitely I want to progress up to national kind of level kind of thing, maybe even international, see where it goes, but it's definitely what I want to go for and definitely what I'm aiming for.
And obviously great as well that you've been able to be released by your CA, be able to team up with the boxing team.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. Like there's been no really dramas getting in and out, and that's just been straight down. It's been good just to not having to worry about clearing and things like that, just to get straight into training and not worry about anything else. Just good to get straight into it.